Joan Bennett, James Cagney, Brian Donlevy, George Tobias.
The Gulf Screen Guild Theater. Your host, the director of the Star's own theater, Roger Pryor.
Good evening, everyone. Your neighborhood Good Gulf dealer and the Gulf Oil Companies welcome you once again to the Gulf Screen Guild Theater. Tonight, the Gulf Theater stars James Cagney, Joan Bennett, Brian Donlevy, and George Tobias. The story is that sizzling, tropical, scorching torrid zone. As you know, ladies and gentlemen, the stars who appear here in the Gulf Theater donate their talents. In return, Gulf gives generously to the Motion Picture Relief Fund. And this money is used to provide for those people in any branch of the motion picture industry who may be in need of help. That applause is for our stars who have just taken their places before the Gulf microphone. And so, on with Torrid Zone, starring Joan Bennett as Lee Donnelly, James Cagney as Nick Butler, Brian Donlevy as Steve Case, and George Tobias as Rosario. I'll try out the dialect of Captain Rodriguez. Frank Tours conducts Oscar Bradley's Gulf Orchestra in the Overture, and the show is on. Midday sun of the torrid zone beats down fiercely on the jail of the little Central American banana port of Puerto Aguilar. In adjoining cells are Lee Donnelly, a cafe entertainer from the States, and Rosario, the greatest bandit in all Central America. As our story opens, they're talking through the bar.
Okay, Rosie Posey, you've now learned the great American pastime called poker, and you owe me exactly $200.
All right, I'll pay you the very next time I raid Senor Casey's banana plantation, Senorita Donnelly.
Oh, not in bananas, I hope. Say, look, seeing you owe me so much dough, why don't you just call me Lee?
Lee? That's a very funny name for a girl. Where you come from, huh?
Chicago. I spent my last thin dime getting to this burg for a dancing job at the Hotel National.
Ah, it's too bad.
But yesterday, that Steve Case, who seems to be the hot tamale around here, had me canned and thrown in this jug.
Why? Senor Case no like the way you shuffle your feet.
No, Senor Case no like the way I shuffle a deck. I started a poker game with the boys, and he got sore just because I dealt a couple of cards off the bottom.
Oh, you do, huh?
Say, what have they got you in here for, Rosie?
They say I am a bandito because I do not like Senor Case and the fruit company.
No kidding.
All I want is to take back what belonged to me and my friends. Case have me arrested just because I shoot a man.
Out of season, huh? The stork that brought him must have been a vulture.
See. Ah, look who's here. Our jailer, Captain Rodriguez.
Hi, Roddy. How's chances of getting out of this lost and found department?
Silence, Senorita Carchapa. Rosario, I have good news. You can stop the hunger strike.
For why?
Because no longer you have to worry about the eating. We're going to shoot you.
Hey, if he can get out of here, so can... Huh? Oh, I was only kidding, General. I like it here.
Well, maybe it's just as good they shoot me, Senorita. I was getting hungry anyways.
Oh, too bad, Palsy.
Well, I've been very charming company on my last day.
Sorry I didn't get here sooner. So long, Rosie.
Oh, Senorita. Before I go, I give you this ring. Where I am going, I will not need it.
Afraid it'll melt?
Maybe, perhaps. Here, I give it to you. Adios, Senorita.
Thanks, and good shooting, Rosie. If I ever get the chance, I'll suck that guy Case a good one for you.
Your secretary, but it's your friend, Mr. Case. I say, don't you let Nick Butler take that boat back to the States.
Will you forget that chromium-plated punk? Nick Butler's not the only foreman in the world.
He's the only one who can produce on Plantation 7. Now, look, Mr. Case, it really wasn't Nick's fault about that little Spanish number with the revolving eyes.
He's a gilt-edged chiseler. I loved that dame, I think.
But didn't he warn you the girl was sickle?
Well, he didn't have to prove it personally, did he? Don't ever mention his name to me again. The sooner that two-timing little tramp gets out of Puerto Aguilar, the better I like it. Hello.
Mr. Case, I wish to report about the bandito, Rosario.
You shot him. Okay, that's the end of him.
No, Mr. Case. case, we did not shoot Rosario.
What? Why not?
He was rescued by his brave followers and right from under the nose of my firing squad, too. What daring, what loyalty. What a bad break.
Yeah. Well, Artie, isn't that just fine and dandy? What about that Donnelly dame? I suppose her mob ran down from Chicago and rescued her, too.
No, Mr. Case, the girl is on her way to the boat.
Well, she'd better be, and you start looking for Rosario. Goodbye. Rosario's loose again.
Oh, that's bad. If he starts raiding, production at Plantation 7 will drop to nothing.
Don't I know it. Nick's the only gink in the world who can get that fruit moving now. Hey, you know, maybe it wouldn't hurt to go down and wish that heel bon voyage. Hey, Sam, get the drinks out. I'll be back in an hour with Nick Butler.
Pushing me up the gangplank of this boat?
Listen, sister, I'm captain of this banana scow, and I only take orders from Steve Case. He says you go back to the States, so get a move on.
You shove me again, and you'll be wearing this suitcase for a necklace.
Come on.
Just a second.
Having trouble, babe?
This monkey's pushing me around like a poker chip.
Listen, mister, stay out of this.
Pardon me, lady.
Head overboard!
I'm Nick Butler, chairman of the shuffleboard committee. Can we count on you for our tournament?
I'm afraid you play a little rough, but thanks.
I can always ease up for the ladies, Miss...
Donnelly, Lee Donnelly.
Pleasure.
Are you bound for the States, too?
There to the end of the line. I have a hunch it won't be a very long trip. Not now.
Hey, Nick! Hey, Nick!
I think that man coming up the gangplank's trying to get your attention.
Baby, with you around, he hasn't got a chance.
Oh, well, I guess I'd better find my cabin. I'll see you later.
It's a date, and don't forget.
Nick! Hey, hello, Nick.
Well, if it isn't the captain of the All-American Rat Team. Mr. Steve Case.
Hiya, Nick, old boy. You're looking swell.
That's not your fault. You know, sweetheart, I ought to belt you right in the puss for sending me down to that swamp.
Nah, Nick, that's no way to talk to your old pal.
Don't waste the soft music on me, Jocko. You sent me down there hoping I'd kick off. Just to get even with me for taking your Spanish cutie.
Ah, the same old Nick, ain't you? Always ribbing. But look, pal... Let's both go over to the office where we can talk this over. I'll buy a drink.
Okay, you can buy me a drink. I want to see you squirm when you pay for it.
Okay, swell.
Well, listen, sweetheart. You can argue till you're black in the face. But this boat sails at midnight and little Nicky goes with it.
But, Nick, look, you just can't take an office job.
No?
Just imagine, married to a buzzer on your desk. And you go in one office. You go in another office. Good old Nick Butler, choked to death by a white collar.
The dough's good, and I'll be general manager of Coast to Coast Store.
Here, have another drink.
Thanks.
You know, you won't be happy away from here, Nicky. You need the fruit company, and the fruit company needs you. I need you, Nick. I do need you, boy. Rosario's loose again. You're the only gink that can keep those bananas moving while that bum is on the rampage.
Well... Guess I better be getting down the boat.
Nick, now wait. You could use some money, couldn't you?
Sure, why?
I'll give you $1,000 bonus to move the fruit off Plantation 7.
How long do I have to stay?
2 weeks.
When do I get the $1,000?
Oh, 200 right now to find the bargain. The rest the first thing in the morning.
Well, I've got an idea. I'm letting myself in for a 14-carat massage. Listen to your fast and fancy talk. But...
Well, come on.
All right, it's a deal. Give me the 200.
Right here. By the way, Nicky, your room's number 9.
What room?
At the hotel. I reserved it for you this afternoon. I had your baggage sent up here from the hotel.
Why, you rat! You dirty chump!
Don't bother to thank me, Nicky. Anything for a pal. Now, tomorrow I'll put you on the train for the plantation. Now, go on. You trot over to your room, get yourself a good night's sleep.
Room 9. Now, where's the light?
Hey, what goes on?
Don't shoot, mister.
Well, you're the first sneak thief I ever met who spoke soprano. Just dance till I find the light switch. Well, what do you know?
Oh, hello.
Miss,
It's still Donnelly, Lee Donnelly. We met on the boat this morning.
Oh, sure.
This was the first window I found unlocked.
You running away from something?
Only the whole police force. That guy Case wants to deport me back to the States.
You mean you know one of them?
Say, I got tired starving to death up there.
Well, what have you gained by jumping the boat? They're going to nab you anyway.
It's okay. The next boat's going my way. Panama, Rio, Buenos Aires. All I have to do is duck Mr. Case and his campfire boys until it fails. Then get pinched again just in time to be thrown aboard. Say, what about you? Aren't you sailing tonight?
I've changed my mind. I'm staying on for 2 weeks. I pull off at the plantation in the morning.
Any chance of me going along?
Hmm? Well, look, honey, I'd like to take you, but a plantation's no place for a woman. You'd be better off in jail.
Not that jail. Even the cockroaches won't visit it on slumming parties.
Look, baby, I don't like to see a nice, understanding girl like you in a jam. I'll talk to Case himself in the morning. You'll be treated all right. I'll tell him I'm an old, old friend of yours.
How old?
Oh, old enough to know you real well. This well.
For the tropics, you work pretty fast, don't you?
I don't hold up traffic.
Don't get your signals mixed, mister. That light in my eye says stop.
Pardon me for being colorblind. Say, that's a nice ring you've got there.
Like it?
Sure. I used to have one just like it. Lost it in a brawl to a guy named Rosario.
Rosario?
Yeah. I always liked my ring, best I ever had. Tell you what I'll do. I'll cut the cards for yours. If I win, the ring's mine. If you win, I'll give you $20.
Oh, I don't want to gamble. If you like the ring, you can have it.
Look, sweetheart, if I want to cut cards for it, who are you to argue?
Okay, you asked for it.
A one-eyed Jack.
A red king.
What, again?
Well, that cleans me out, baby. You sure took my $200 for a fast ride.
I guess I'm just lucky. Beginner's luck.
Yeah? Who is it? Me, Case.
This is where I came in.
Quick, baby, out the window and down the fire escape. I'll hold him off if you get away.
Thanks. Here's something to remember me by.
That's a real forget-me-not.
So long, handsome.
Hey, open up, please.
I'm coming.
What's the idea of waking me up in the middle of the night? What do you want?
I'm looking for a girl. Have you seen a girl?
What kind of a girl?
Oh, a dame. A dame that was being deported and she jumped the boat.
Why don't you deport somebody your own size?
I won't deport her. I'm going to have a shot.
Is that all you've got to do, chase a poor innocent girl around?
Innocent? That dame's the cleverest card cheat that ever hit this town.
So what? Is that any reason? What did you say?
I said she's a card sharper.
Why, that double-crossing little...
Huh?
Come on!
What?
What are you waiting for?
Huh?
You want that dame to get away?
Well,
just wait till I get my hands on her. You're not going to shoot her. I am!
And so the Gulf curtain falls on Act One of Torrid Zone. In the few seconds before Act Two of our Gulf Theater production, we'd like to test your powers of observation with a question. All yours, Bud.
Thank you, Rog. Did any of you folks ever see molasses in cold weather? You ever notice how it gets sort of gummy and thick? Well, cold weather has almost the same effect on the lubricants in your automobile. So unless you get your car specially lubricated for winter, it'll most likely be stiff in the joints generally, far from easy riding, and you may have trouble shifting gears. That's why I suggest that you get Gulf Winter Guard service tomorrow. Let your good Gulf dealer put special winter-grade lubricants in your transmission and differential, and let him Gulf-flex your chassis. Then, no matter how cold it gets, your car will ride easily, steer easily, and your gears will shift smoothly. Yes, and with Gulf Winter Guard service, you also get a permanent-type antifreeze in your radiator, free-flowing Gulf Pride motor oil in your crankcase, and quick-starting Gulf No-Nox gasoline in your gas tank. So for a swell-running, swell-riding, quick-starting automobile, stop at the sign of the Gulf Orange Disc and get Gulf Winter Guard service.
And now the curtain of the Gulf Screen Guild Theater is ready to rise on the second act of tonight's play, Torrid Zone. Starring James Cagney as Nick Butler, Joan Bennett as Lee Donnelly, Brian Donlevy as Steve Case, and George Tobias as Rosario, the greatest bandit in all Puerto Aguilar. It's the next afternoon. Rosario is still at large, and Nick and Steve's search for the attractive card sharper Lee Donnelly has been fruitless. Nick has just stepped off the train at the plantation to take over his managerial duties as Wally Schaffer, one of the foremen, approaches.
Hi, Wally.
Nick. Welcome back to number 7.
I never thought I'd have to see this banana garden again. How many men you got working? I promised Case I'd double production.
No, we're short-handed, Nick. 20 of the boys took a run-out powder in the night.
You and Rosario, huh?
Cut guy loose again?
Yeah, so keep your eyes open. Charlie!
Yeah, Nick?
Keep steam up in that engine. You're rolling back to Puerto Aguilar sometime tonight with a load.
Okay.
Case is going to have to buy a new boiler. I wonder how long it took us to crawl down here this morning.
6 hours and 31 minutes.
Yeah, that's just about what I thought. Hey, Who said that?
It wasn't me. Sounded like it came from that fruit cart.
Come on out of there. Hurry up.
Oh, hello.
A girl.
No, a dame. So you copped a hitch, huh?
Yeah, the engineer happened to be going my way. You glad to see me?
I sure am. Come on, walk over that dough.
What are you talking about?
The $200 you clipped me for last night.
Oh, I never tagged you for a bad loser, Hanson.
No? Well, I never tagged you for a phony shuffle. Come on, hand over that dough.
I haven't got it.
Do I have to flip you upside down and shake it out of you?
Mind if I stand here and watch?
Now, look, I just told you.
Okay, sweetheart.
All right, Hanson. Let go of me. I'll give it to you. Here.
Thanks.
Don't mention it.
I won't. 10, 20, 40.
Don't strain your mathematics. It's all there.
Right. Now, listen. If you think you're going to use this plantation as a hideout, you're daffy.
You aren't going to ship me back to the clink.
I sure am, sister, on the train tonight.
Oh, why don't you give me a break? Have you ever been in that flea trap?
No. I always deal my cards off the top.
I have it your own way. I'll only be there a few days.
If I can fix it, you'll be locked in there till you can double for Whistler's mother.
What's that?
Hey.
What's that?
It's a raid. Rosario, get inside.
Get inside yourself.
You heard me? Out.
Nick, what's the matter? Nick!
Careful, will you?
You want this bullet hole fixed, or do you want gangrene to set in?
Look, baby, it's my shoulder. That soft part is my lung.
What's the matter with you? Don't you know enough to duck when you see one of Rosario's bullets coming? There. How's that?
That's swell. You know, you'd be a pretty good guy if you weren't around so much at the wrong time.
What would be your idea of the right time?
Anytime after I get back to the States. Put me up in Chicago, will you?
Afraid you'd dream up the Chicago business. Who do you think you're kidding?
I'm not kidding. I'm heading out of here in 2 weeks.
You don't belong in Chicago. You belong right here.
You're nuts.
You love it here. The excitement. You even love fighting with Kate. You'll never be happy anywhere else.
Never mind about me. Look, I suppose you're flat broke.
Yeah, why?
Well, that $200, I wasn't sore about losing it. I just hate to be taken for a sucker. Here, you may need it.
You mean... Oh, gee, Nick.
Go on, take it.
Oh, you're a great guy.
I'm a mug, a heel, and a muzzler. Now, go on. Your train's waiting. Beat it.
Boss. Hey, boss.
What do you want, Wally?
I got Rosario. He's tied up in a supply shed.
Good. What about his gang? Did they get away with anything?
No, only some canned stuff in the train.
Oh, well, we can't kick him up. The what?
The train. They stole our train.
Well, well. Looks as though Florence Nightingale stays among the bananas. I'm so sorry, Nick.
Yeah, you look it. All right, sister. Hand it over.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about. Since you've got to stick around here, you can hand back my $200.
Hey. Hey. Rosario.
Huh?
Shh. Me, your old jailmate.
Senorita Dorothy. Come in. This time my hand, the door is no locked.
Ah, senorita, I'm so glad to see you. You are not mad with me.
No, why should I be?
Because I have not paid back the $200 I owe you from the jail.
Oh, forget it, Rosie.
Always just before I am kill you come into my life. It must be fate.
No, it's just that I want to look at a guy who ought to feel worse than I do.
Senorita, you know feel good?
No, I know feel good.
Oh, it's too bad. It's too bad I'm locked up or you could come away with me, huh? I would teach you how to forget your troubles.
Rosie, let's not spoil our beautiful friendship.
Confidentially, as a lover, I have not had a bad complaint in all Central America.
Just keep on pitching and you may get a tryout in the big leagues. But I should be handing out advice to the lovelorn.
Oh, some man has jolted you.
You can't be jilted if you don't even get a tumble.
You mean Senor Butler, maybe, perhaps?
Yeah, no, maybe, perhaps about it.
Senorita, I cannot understand it. There is an old native proverb. Beautiful horses always love mules.
Guess I was just born a dope, Rosie. Oh, by the way, thanks for shooting Nick the other night.
Oh, it was nothing. What do you mean, thanks?
I've been taking care of the bullet wound the last 2 days, and a couple of times he almost kissed me.
Oh, well, maybe tomorrow or the next
day. Nope, not a chance. Word just came through that Steve Case is on his way down here. That'll be my finish.
Senorita, you have hit your head on the nail.
It will be the finish for both of us.
Rosario, what am I going to do?
Oh, don't worry, senorita. I, Rosario, the greatest bandito in all Central America, will give the problem of Senor Case the benefit of my personal attention.
Where is everybody? Hey, is this a banana plantation or a rest home? Hey, you, what's your name?
I'm Wally, Mr. Case.
Well, all right, all right. Where's Nick Butler?
In there, Mr. Case. He's asleep.
Asleep? I'll fix that. Why, that's no good. Well, good morning, dearie. Would you like your breakfast served in bed? Get out of there, Nick. Come on, get up. Get up, will you?
Hey, look on my blanket. Get out of here, you web-footed...
Hey, look, what are you doing? Rehearsing for that soft job in Chicago?
Haven't you got eyes, you moron? Can't you see the bandage on my shoulder?
Yeah. You got hit by a bottle, huh?
I was shot, you lunatic, by Rosario.
Don't make me laugh.
He's tied up in the storehouse. How do you like that?
Well, I didn't want bananas. I wanted bananas, not bandits. I don't know why I ever trusted a man who spends half his life in bed.
That settles it. I quit. I'm going back to town.
Wait a minute now, Nicky. Take it easy, baby. You're talking a little wild.
You still owe me $800 on that $1,000 bonus you promised me. Come on, come across.
What gall? You quit, didn't you? All right, I don't owe you anything. All right. But now, listen, Nicky, if you want it.
Nothing doing. I'm packing, getting out right now.
All right. Go on, run away. Forget our beautiful friendship. Go ahead, leave me in the soup. But let me tell you, Nicky... Everything you're tossing into that suitcase is breaking my heart.
Yeah, well, shed a few tears over these socks and these shirts and this underwear, Jocko.
Oh, now, Nicky, please. Look, listen to reason, will you?
Hello, Nick. I hear the Mad Emperor's around. Oh, excuse me.
Well, Miss Donnelly, as I live and breathe.
Hello.
Well, my. Now I'm beginning to see things. No wonder you haven't got time to pick bananas, Nick. I couldn't expect you to concentrate on my business and a dame at the same time.
Now, you listen to me, Case.
And do you know that she's a fugitive from justice? I'm going to turn you over to the police for harboring her.
Don't make me laugh. You can't hold me with that one.
Hell, no. I guess you're right, Nicky. Well, I know when I'm beaten. You go on back to Chicago, Nick. Good luck to you.
It's a very touching speech, Mr. Case. We'll think of it when we're on the boat.
I'm sorry, Miss Donnelly, but you're not going on the boat.
What are you trying to pull now?
She accidentally struck a sailor with a wrench the night she jumped the boat. The poor fella's got a 4-inch gash in his head. He's liable to check out any minute.
But all I did was...
Yeah, I know. You didn't mean to do it, but you can't laugh off a cracked skull. I'm sorry.
But it was an accident, Steve.
Yeah, now look, Nick, this isn't your problem. Just because a poor friendless girl is in a jam is no reason why you shouldn't go to Chicago. I'll do the best I can.
Hello.
Hey, what is this?
This is a putting up of the hands.
Rosario!
Hello, long drawers. I thought they said they had you tied up.
A pleasant surprise, no? Now, senors, you see the tables are inside out.
Hey, Nick, here's that $800 I owe you.
I thought it would take something like this to get it out of you.
I'll take it. Thank you very much. Here, Miss Donnelly, is the $200 I owe you. The rest I save for a rainstorm.
Listen, Rosario, what do you think you're going to do?
To you, Senor Butler, nothing. And you know why? Because this beautiful girl, she love you. Why, I don't know, but she says she do.
Come on, get down to business. What do you want?
I want to make things good for this girl. You, Senor Case, want to put her in jail, so I shoot you.
Don't try to bluff me, Rosario.
Honest, I don't bluff you. I only shoot you.
Listen, Rosie, you'll never get your land back this way.
I never get it back anyway, but I shoot him just for fun. In your case, you will please get ready to die.
Look out behind you, Rosario!
Get him, Nick! Hang on to him, Nick!
Look out!
Don't let him get away!
Don't just stand here, you big baboon. Go out there on the porch and help Nick. You want Rosario to kill him?
Nick can handle him, all right.
But suppose...
Shut up and listen to me. You in love with Nick?
Sure I am.
You want him?
Yes, but...
Well, I want him, too, and he belongs here on this plantation. I'll lie down here on this couch and start groaning.
Hey, what's the idea?
Don't argue. Just start groaning and hold his handkerchief to your side, quick.
I don't trust you. What about that sailor?
Ah, that was just a gag. Will you start groaning? Here comes Nick. Hurry up.
Oh.
He's the man in my hands and beat it.
Oh.
Hey, Leo, what's the matter, baby? You hurt?
Yeah, hurt bad, Nick. That wild bullet from Rosario's gun got her in the side.
It did?
Yeah. Nick, you can't leave her now. You've got to stay with her until at least I can move her to the jail.
Oh. Well, if I stay for good, could you fix it so she didn't have to go to jail?
Oh, yeah, I guess so, under the circumstances. I think I could fix it for your sake.
It's a deal. I'll stay.
Atta boy, Nick. I knew you'd come through. I'll go right into town and draw up a new contract, Nicky, and I'll send out a doctor. Go on.
Well, Lee, baby, how do you feel?
It
It hurts.
Let's see where you got hit.
No, no, it's too serious for first aid treatment. Oh, thanks for staying, Nick. It would be terrible to be sick here without you.
It would, huh? Get up off that couch, you phony.
Hey, what's the idea of dumping me on the floor?
I want to lie down.
But I'm wounded.
With what?
Rosario's bullet.
There was only one bullet fired, and I caught it right in my wrist.
Nick.
Oh, I'm not going to die, baby.
Oh, Nick. Darling, Nicky.
Come on, turn off the tears. And don't stand there. Go get some water, some bandage, and some iodine.
Yes, Nicky.
Wait a minute. Come on. Hand it over, baby.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about. Hand over my $200 you just got from Rosario.
To James Cagney, Joan Bennett, Brian Donlevy, and George Tobias.
Yes, sir, you were all absolutely splendid. Especially you, Joan. Not only did I find your portrayal magnificent, but your beauty enthralled me as well.
Oh, no, you don't. I heard you last week when you said those pretty things to Marlena Dietrich, just so that she'd kiss you. I suppose you expect me to kiss you, too.
Why, Joan, I wasn't even thinking of that. Of course, if you want to kiss me... I say, if you want to kiss me... Oh. Well, there are lots of other women listening in. I could talk to them.
Well, why don't you?
Oh. Well, I will. Hello, all you ladies out there. Get him. Well, ladies, here's a little good advice for all of you who drive cars. You know, it's tough when a man can't get his car started in cold weather, but it's even worse for you women folks. So to help you out, I'd like to explain that quick starting depends primarily on two things. One, how quickly your motor turns over when you step on the starter. Two, how quickly your gasoline fires in the cylinders. That's why you should be sure to use winter-grade Gulf Pride motor oil and Gulf No-Nox gasoline. Gulf Pride is a free-flowing motor oil. It actually helps your motor turn over more quickly instead of holding it back, as some motor oils do in cold weather. And Gulf No-Nox gasoline has such a high anti-knock rating that it fires instantly, even in stone-cold cylinders. So if you women, and you men too, want real quick starting, just drive in at the sign of the Gulf Orange Disc. Have your crankcase filled with Gulf Pride motor oil and your gas tank filled with Gulf No-Nox. Remember, with Gulf Pride and Gulf No-Nox, you can step on the starter and go.
Next Sunday night, ladies and gentlemen, the Gulf Theater will bring you Seventh Heaven, one of the great love stories of all times. A story that has thrilled three generations. The stars, Tyrone, Power, and Annabella. You'll hear them as Chico and Diane, the two lovers who find happiness in the slums of a great city. So be sure to listen next Sunday night when the Gulf Screen Guild Theater presents Tyrone, Power, and Annabella in Seventh Heaven. Until then, this is Roger Pryor saying good night, everyone, for your neighborhood Good Gulf Dealer. Joan Bennett can soon be seen in Santa Monica, Cristo from United Artists. James Cagney's latest is Strawberry Blonde at Warner Brothers. Brian Donlevy is shooting I Wanted Wings at Paramount. And George Tobias will soon be seen in Warner's South of Suez. Bud Easton speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.